Come on, Doozy, get your cracker. Chuck car body. Out of that car, out, out.
Hey, don't be rough with him, Fred.
Now get in that cave. Okay, Barney, let's go.
Flintstone, Dino.
Wilma, here's Dino with a letter.
Probably just a bill. That's all we seem to get. Thank you, Dino. You can stop with the tail now. We sure get the wettest mail in town, Betty.
Who's it from?
Oh, it's a birthday card from Mama. She never forgets.
Will Fred remember what day this is, Wilma?
Fred never forgets my birthday.
Isn't that nice?
You see, my birthday falls on the same day as the big annual lodge meeting.
Oh, yeah. The big secret meeting of the Loyal Order of Water Buffaloes.
That's it, when the mystic imperial Poobah visits Bedrock. So Fred doesn't dare forget my birthday.
Or else he might have trouble getting to the meeting. Huh, Wilma?
Right, Betty. Nothing but trouble.
Wilma, look, the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, no, it's going to sneeze.
Hold its nose, Wilma. Oh, dear, too late, Wilma.
Yeah. When the fallout stops, I'll have to clean the whole house again. Thanks for the help, Betty. Now I can get this cake baked before Fred gets home.
What do you think he'll give you, Wilma, huh?
Just 1 minute, Betty. Add one egg. Okay, one egg coming up. There. Okay, Betty.
Have you any idea what your present will be, Wilma?
No, but I told Fred I don't want anything like last year. He gave me a bowling ball carrying case.
What could you do with that?
Let Fred use it. What else?
What a present.
So I told Fred, some wives have everything. They're hard to buy for. But I'm a cinch. I have nothing.
What did Fred say?
He said he'd really shop around and get me something different.
Anything would be different from a bowling ball, Kate.
Well, whatever it is, I'll like it. Just so long as it's not from that sporting goods store.
They sure have nice sporting goods here, Barney.
Hey, let's go, Fred. I'm tired of window shopping.
Barney, I can't go home without a present for Wilma's birthday. If I do, she won't let me go to the lodge meeting.
Okay, let's pick out something here. Boxing gloves, barbells, 12-pebble shotgun, set of match golf clubs, sport fishing outfit.
No. Now, they're all swell gifts, but I wanted to get her something different this year.
Jewelry would be different, Fred.
Jewelry? Any husband who can't think of a present for his wife always falls back on jewelry. Because husbands have no imagination, wives get jewelry all the time.
Yeah, that's right, Fred. Hey, but the wives are pretty good sports about it. I never heard one complain about getting jewelry.
Well, jewelry is out. I only got $5.
Psst. Hey, bud. Come here.
You mean me?
Yeah, you. I got something to show you.
What do you want to show me?
It's in the bag.
What's in the bag?
Take a gander. The only one of its kind.
Hey, Fred, what is it?
Just a dodo bird.
Not just a dodo. He's a doozy dodo.
A doozy dodo?
Yeah, doozy dodos can talk.
Don't let him kid you, Fred. Dodo birds can't talk.
Yeah, dodos can't talk.
This one can, and he's yours for $5.
Hey, Barney, that's it. Wilma's present.
Oh, you gotta be kidding, Fred.
No, this is perfect. It's just the unique gift I've been looking for. Why, there isn't a wife in town with a talking dodo bird.
Well, that's for sure, Fred.
If he can talk, you sold yourself a bird, mister.
Okay, doozy. Say, Fred and Barney.
Fred and Barney.
You hear that, Barney? He knows us already.
He's a pretty smart for a dodo bird.
I'll take him, mister.
I'll take him, mister.
Boy, wait till Wilma sees Doozy. She'll love him.
He's sure a nice present, Fred, I guess.
He sure is. I'm glad we stopped and had him gift wrapped. Just think, a real talking dodo.
Oh, Wilma will be mad about him.
That sounds like Fred's car now.
It is Fred's car.
I'll go out the back way.
No, stay right here, Betty. You're going to see my birthday present.
Oh, I'd love to, Wilma.
Happy birthday, sweetheart.
Oh, Fred, you shouldn't have.
I got the same feeling. He shouldn't have.
I hear something moving. I just can't guess what it could be.
I'll lay a million to one on that.
What's Wilma's present, Barney? You're kidding.
Honest, cross my heart. It's a doozy.
A doozy dodo?
Opening the package is almost as much fun as seeing the present.
More fun in this case, I venture to say.
Barney, shh.
Well, here goes.
Happy birthday! Yabba-dabba-doo! You don't like it?
What's to like about a dusty old dodo bird?
But, Wilma, that's a genuine doozy dodo.
Who needs it?
A doozy dodo is a dodo that talks.
There's no such thing as a talking dodo bird.
Honest, there is. He says my name and everything.
Oh!
Really, Wilma, it is a talking dodo. Fred figured it would be company for you around the house.
That's right, honey.
Well, I still don't believe it. Let me hear him talk.
Okay. Where'd he get to? Here, Doozy. Here, Doozy.
There he is, Fred, on the table.
Oh, yeah. Now, listen to this, Wilma. Hiya, Doozy boy. Tell him who I am, kid. He's thinking it over. You see, he only met me once, you know. Here it comes. He's opening his mouth. Yeah.
He said it so plain.
Oh, yeah. Fred Flintstone. He's a doozy, all right.
All right. Laugh if you want to, but this bird talks.
Oh, he bites, too. Oh, dear. I've never had so much fun out of a present before.
This bird has got to go.
Oh, no, he doesn't, Fred Flintstone. He stays. I want everyone who comes into this house to see the kind of birthday present my husband gave me.
But Wilma...
And he'll remind you, Fred, not to buy me any more nutty presents.
I wonder how you'd taste barbecued.
Fred, leave my bird alone.
Okay. You better start yakking it up or I'm in big trouble.
Are my horns on straight, buddy?
Oh, they're fine. Barney, I hope you come home right after the lodge meeting tonight.
Well, it's our most important meeting. The Grand Poobah will be there to give us the exalted word. Our leader will draw back the veil to reveal the ancient mysteries of water buffaloery. And then we retire to contemplate.
Contemplate what?
Contemplate a table full of pizza pies and brontosaurus burgers.
Big deal. Go on, Fred must be waiting, and have fun.
Hiya, Wilma. My brother water buffalo ready yet?
Almost, Barney. I'll tell him you're here.
Oh, don't bother, Wilma. I'll summon Fred with a water buffalo cry of distress. Yeah!
Barney's hat. Bad, Dino. I'm sorry, Barney, but Dino thinks these lodge hats are some kind of strange animal.
Say, what's all the racket? What's going on out there? Oh, no. No, Dino, no. It's me, Fred.
Dino, no, stop that.
Down, Dino, down. Here, boy, here.
Dino, let go of Fred's hat. Now get back to your corner, Dino. Bad, Dino. Bad, Dino.
Getting past Dino with these hats is like being initiated into the water buffaloes all over again.
But it's worth it, Fred. They're a great bunch. Watch it. The light's turning.
I see it.
Hey, these traffic lights have only one flaw, Fred.
What's that?
Whenever a monkey burns his finger, he quits the job. Well, that's another traffic light out of order. Boy, looks like all the water buffaloes showed up tonight, Fred.
Yeah, they want to hear what the Grand Poobah has to say.
Hey, look, Fred. The curtain's going up.
Welcome, brother buffaloes. As you know, every year we are honored by a visit from our exalted leader. Okay, okay. And here he is. The Grand Poobah.
There he is, Barney.
Yeah, a leader.
Greetings, brother water buffaloes. I, the exalted Grand Poobah, decree that all water buffaloes shall gather for a 3-day convention next weekend at Frantic City.
On the boardwalk at Frantic City, hooray! Barney, the girls won't let us go away for 3 days.
Oh, gee, you're right, Fred, especially to Frantic City.
Now, some of your wives might not cooperate by letting you go for 3 days.
You ain't kidding.
That's right, yeah.
But everyone is going. Good old Doc will call on each and every member, and he will prescribe a 3-day rest away from home.
Yabba-dabba-doo. To the convention we will go. Goo-goo-goo.
Well, old Banana Snoop, this weekend we'll be taking off for Frantic City.
You said it, Fred. Strolling the boardwalk, tickling people with our buzz cane.
Now, don't forget, Doc will be at my place tomorrow night at 7.
So he can send us away for our health?
Our health. Ha, ha, it's a laugh.
Nobody gets healthy at a convention.
Must have had a good meeting last night.
Yeah, they came home laughing and giggling. When I asked Fred what happened, he said it was a lodge secret.
How silly. Say, Wilma, that dodo is sort of cute.
In an offbeat kind of way.
Has he said anything yet?
No. Imagine Fred thinking a dodo could talk. See you later, Doozy.
I feel guilty about being over here again this evening, Wilma. But Barney insisted.
Fred kept wondering when Barney was coming over. It looks like those two are up to something.
It sure does.
It's almost time for Doc to arrive, Barney.
Hey, is he a real doctor, Fred?
No, Doc's a nickname. He's really a plumber.
I hear he's been doing a good job springing the boys for the convention at Frantic City.
Convention.
Barney, that bird just talked.
Well, that's good, Fred.
It's bad. He said convention.
Hey, that's a pretty big word for a bird, Fred.
Do you, numbskull. If he says that word in front of the girls, we're ruined.
Hey, maybe you're mistaken, Fred.
Oh, boy, I hope so.
Doctor's a plumber. Convention. Frantic City.
Barney, we're going to lose this bird somewhere.
We haven't time. The doctor should be here any minute.
We're sunk.
No, Fred, I got an idea.
We'll feed Doozy some dry salt crackers.
Crackers?
Hey, did you ever try to talk while eating dry salt crackers, Fred?
Hey, yeah.
Hey, Doozy want a cracker?
Ah, Doozy want a cracker. Doozy want a cracker.
Ah. We loves them, Fred. Hey, Doozy want a cracker? Ah. Hey, works real good, Fred, huh?
Great, great. Keep feeding them. The doc will be here any second.
Dr. Ben Casement?
Yeah, from the Water Buffalo Lodge's health plan. I'm here to give Fred his free medical checkup.
Free checkup? Well, the price is right. Be my guest, doctor. Oh, Fred, the doctor from the lodge is here.
Okay, Wilma. Hey, come on, Barney. Leave the whole box with Doozy.
Okay, Fred.
I'm glad Dr. Casement is giving Barney a checkup, too, Wilma.
Fred's been needing one for a long time. Oh, here comes the doctor now.
How do they check out, doctor?
Well, I'm afraid they both have it.
It?
Have what, doctor?
A bad case of dippy-doodle-itis.
Dippy-doodle-itis?
Yeah. You must have heard dippy-doodle will get you if you don't watch out.
It sounds familiar.
Is it catching?
It ain't dangerous if patients get a three-day rest away from home by themselves. They must have caught it at the lodge meeting. All the water buffaloes have it. Good night, ladies.
Dippy doodleitis, my foot.
It's got to be a gag.
No.
Look, Wilma.
I see them. Does it hurt much, boys?
Only when we breed.
We have to get away for 3 days. Doctor's orders.
Yeah, we know.
Doc Casement gave us the bad news.
Struck down in our prime.
We'll give it a good fight, buddy boy. Right.
What do you suppose it's all about, Wilma?
I don't know, but let's go along with it. Something will give them away.
It always does.
Smooth, eh, Barney?
Yep, they don't suspect a thing.
Frantic city.
You Doozy ate up all the crackers, Fred.
Well, get some more and get the car started. We gotta ditch this Gabby bird.
Hey, this ought to be far enough, Fred. We've gone 100 miles.
Okay, Barney, stop the car. Come on, Doozy, get your cracker. Stop the car, Barney. Out of that car, out, out.
Hey, don't be rough with him, Fred.
Now get in that cave. Okay, Barney, let's go.
I couldn't get a word out of Fred about where they went last night.
And when I asked Barney, he just groaned and went to bed.
They're almost ready to leave, and we still don't know what the deal is.
Hey, girls, we're ready to go.
Goodbye, Fred. Get a good rest.
Goodbye, Barney.
Goodbye, girls, and don't worry. We'll pull through.
Wilma, we must be out of our minds to let them go gallivanting for 3 days.
It's my fault, Betty. I thought something would turn up to expose their scheme.
Wilma, look!
It's Doozy. He's exhausted.
He must have been walking all night.
I'll take him in and give him some food and water. There. How do you feel now, Doozy?
Frantic city.
Wilma, he talked.
Yes, he really is a talking dodo.
And did you hear what he said?
It sounded like Frantic City. He must have heard it somewhere.
Well, let's find out what else he's heard. Come on, Doozy. Say something.
frantic city.
We know that one. Let's have another.
Doctor is a plumber. Doctor is a plumber. Convention. Convention. Frantic city. Frantic city. Frantic city. Yabba dabba do. Convention. 3 days.
So that's it, Betty. A 3-day convention at Frantic City.
Yeah. And without us, Wilma.
Hello, Mrs. Stonewall. Did your husband leave this morning for 3 days? Bad case of dippy-doodle-itis, eh? Well, Mrs. Stonewall, I have news for you.
Frantic City, huh? Well, I'll get in touch with the other wives. And when we all get to Frantic City, it'll be a lot more frantic.
Here comes the bus, Betty.
It didn't take the wives long to get organized.
Organized?
All aboard for Frantic City.
Frantic City, here we come.
Frantic City, Frantic City.
Well, here we are, Barney Boy, on the boardwalk at Frantic City.
By the shores of the Blue Frantic.
Great convention town, Lisbon.
Right, Fred.
Now we better get over to the convention hall and get a good seat. We don't want to miss that opening ceremony.
Well, what's that, Fred?
Well, there's this big cake, and out of it come all the bathing beauties from the beauty pageant, all waving their national flags.
Well, let's go, Fred. I love to see flags waving.
Sorry, this is the rear entrance to the Water Buffalo Convention Hall. No ladies allowed.
We heard some ladies were allowed.
Oh. Well, they're just the bathing beauties for the big cake. They don't count. Bless their little hearts.
Well, they count with us. Those beauties got out of the cake sooner than they expected.
They had lots of help.
Yeah.
Welcome to Frantic City, Brother Buffaloes. We will open the convention with our traditional ceremony, cutting the convention cake.
Yabba-dabba-doo!
Yip-yip-yip-yippee!
Boy, we got good seats, Barney.
Yes, sir, the very first row.
And I know you're not as interested in the frosting as you are in the filling. We need 2 brother buffaloes to lift the top layer off the cake. How about you 2?
That's us, bud.
Oh, boy, we get to see the bathing beauties close up. Okay, bathing beauties.
Come out wherever you are.
Dippy-doodle-itis, eh?
Hi, Betty. Oh, boy.
Come on, Barney, under the boardwalk.
Hey, good idea, Fred. Under the boardwalk.
I wonder where they went.
They've disappeared.
Under the boardwalk. Under the boardwalk.
Hey, that sounds like Doozy snitching on us.
He's more like a stool pigeon than a dodo. Head for the water, Barney.
Where are they?
I don't know, Wilma. I lost sight of them, too.
Head for the water, Barney. Head for the water.
Thanks again, Doozy. Do you see them, Betty?
No, I don't. Just their hats floating on the water.
They're both good underwater swimmers. But they have to come up sometime.
And we'll be right here waiting for them.
How long can we stay underwater, Fred?
I don't know. What if we're smart and set a new world's record?
Set a new world record? Frantic City. Convention. Yabba dabba doo.